You always find with the appointment of a new bishop, there are changes. And Bishop Allen has appointed Episcopal vicars to share the burden of responsibility for running the diocese.
It's not just his wish, though, is it? I mean, it's partly caused, as I understand it, by a lack of cash.
After Bishop Allen appointed me, we sat down with a group of lay and clerics in the diocese as a strategic planning group. And we were convinced that it shouldn't just be financial, the drive for change. And this is a unique opportunity to see how do we spread the good news today? How do we evangelize? How are we a church compared to how we've been church in the past?
So what's the difference between now and 30 years ago?
Technology, emails, media. I'll give you an example. Just in the last week, Pope Francis issued his encyclical, this circular letter, Laudato Si. Immediately, it was available online through links on Twitter accounts. It was retweeted. I spoke about it in my homily and preached about it at the weekend and made reference to having access online. We don't necessarily need someone employed at the centre to disseminate that information anymore. The way that we interact with other people has completely changed. The budget this year showed a £600,000 deficit at the centre.
What's caused that then? Because there aren't fewer Catholics attending Mass around Brentwood and giving less in the plate, are there?
No, the way it works is that each parish pays a quota, a tax, a levy for the central administration, the cost, the curia cost, as we call it. And in the past, that levy plus the income from the investments paid for the running of Cathedral House here in Brentwood, Walsingham House and the other central activities of the diocese. What's happened in recent years is that increasing costs in the centre, so we had to take on safeguarding, employees in safeguarding. Health and safety legislation has meant that there are increased costs there in the property department. Living wage, pensions, increased salary expenses. So all these things have slowly increased. And at the same time, post-2008, there was a reduction in the income from investments. That has built up a £300,000 operating deficit year on year, for which we as finance directors of the corporate trustee of the charity, which is Brentwood Roman Catholic Diocesan Trust, we're responsible for the Charities Commission to be good stewards of people's money who are paying through the plate in the parishes for the running of the centre. Yes, we could have had a big fundraising campaign and said, yes, we need more money to run the centre, but we didn't believe that the way that we were operating was the best way to spread the good news today.
It's sad that a number of people are being made redundant.
It is, and it's a bereavement in a way, because there are 10 people now who have been affected, who have been fantastic, committed employees, but disciples. They've worked in the diocese and given everything. But from the beginning of this process, I made it clear to those who were affected, it wasn't personal. It was the roles that were being potentially made redundant and in a restructuring. And what we're saying is that those commissions will no longer be central, because it's the work of every baptised person to spread the good news and to think about the poor and the marginalised and to look after them locally in their own parishes. And it might have been an excuse for any one parish to say, well, in fact, we don't need to focus on evangelisation. We don't need to do justice and peace because it's being done in Brentwood. And so the idea is that we're trying to empower and reinvigorate the local church so that everybody steps up to the mark and says, yes, in fact, this is my responsibility.